Hello, 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 podcast world. It has been a while. It has been well overdue. I believe my last recording was pushed out. I think it was November 2024. So, you know, it has just been a while. Life has gotten in the way, and not only life, but also, you know, I have a YouTube channel and I've been concentrating on that a lot and stuff like that. But, you know, it has just been, you know, for a few months now, it has been coming in my spirit to start back my podcasting again. And I said, you know what, I met up with a friend yesterday and we were talking about it. And she said, go on, start it again. And I said, you know what, I'm going to start it. So, hi, everyone, and welcome back to another podcast from myself, representative of For Your Glory. My name is Odette, and I hope you guys are having a wonderful day. I'm not going to do a regular podcast since I'm just brushing off the wheels, so to speak, but I'm just coming on, you know, to say as an encouragement to you guys, wherever you are listening from, because I do check the stats and I appreciate all of you so, so very much. I remember it was years ago, when I heard in my spirit podcast, and I had no idea what a podcast was. And I looked into it, you know, and I see this is where the Lord is positioning me in terms of doing these things to help to strengthen the people, to give encouragement to his people because we need it, you know. So I say thank you for tuning in the first place. And if you want to see more of me, I have a YouTube channel and I'll put the link down below in the description. So you guys can just have a look and subscribe because there are times when I post like YouTube shorts, etc. So that would be appreciated. While I'll be starting up again, I won't be doing it. Won't be releasing podcasts like every week because I'm also a mom and a wife and I also work. So sometimes I tend to get a little bit busy, and that is why it was easier for me to do my YouTube videos because I could just sit in front of my computer and just do something, you know. And so basically that's it. But moving on, you know, just say thank you. I mean, as I said before, I've checked the stats, and to God be the glory. This little girl all the way from Jamaica, although I'm no longer living in Jamaica, but all the way from Jamaica, you know, who God has blessed me in such a way to reach so many listeners, to reach you, the listeners all over the world. So I just want to give an encouragement today. You know, when you look around us, we can see the time is at hand. We can see the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is near. How near? No one knows. Because remember, he told us in the scriptures that not even he knows, only his heavenly Father knows. But we can see the scriptures are coming to pass. We can see the word of God is being fulfilled right before our eyes. You know, there are some times, when I'll be coming on here and speaking word as how the Lord has given to me. Because for the past couple of years, you know, the Lord has been speaking to my heart and giving me words of warning, etc., to the people, which I've released on YouTube, but I'll be now releasing them here on this podcast platform. So, you know, this morning I was reading in the book of Haggai. I hope I've pronounced it correctly. And Haggai chapter 2, in particular, verse 19. And I just want to encourage you guys, you know, and it was basically, after the remnant that was left in Jerusalem, you know, they were building the temple. But of course, you know, the Lord was saying, look, you're living in your massive houses, etc., but my temple is left. And, you know, they went and started to do it. But then he's saying here, the encouragement for you guys is this. I'm giving you a promise now. While the seed is still in the barn, you have not yet harvested your grain and your grapevines, fig trees, pomegranates, and olive leaves have not yet produced their crops. But from this day onward, I will bless you. And that is it. When we are walking in obedience to God, he will bless us. Remember in the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel, with King Saul, when the Lord, you know, Samuel basically said to Saul, to Saul, that obedience is better than sacrifice. Why? Because Saul was given clear instructions as to what to do, but he failed to do it. Instead, he took the animals and speared the king. When the Lord didn't tell him to do that, the Lord told him to get rid of all of them, but he failed to do it. And then, of course, out of his disobedience, his kingdom was ripped from him. So God is calling all of us to walk in obedience to him. And through the obedience, the Lord will bless us. I'm not saying that we're not going to have difficult times, etc. But through those times, the Lord will bless us. If we have food in our house, that is a blessing in itself. If we have a roof over our head, that is a blessing. Even life, whether or not we think of it, life in itself is a blessing. So let us walk in obedience. Remember in the book of Deuteronomy, where the Lord says, choose blessing or curse. When you do this, when you do that, he will bless you. But when you fail to do this and fail to do that, it will bring a curse. So that's my little encouragement to you guys who are listening. And I hope that despite what is happening around us, that you will continue on in the Lord and continue to trust in him, continue to trust the process, continue to walk in obedience with him. Because as I said earlier, we can see that the time is at hand. We can see the signs are everywhere. And if you are listening and you have not yet accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, now is the time to do it, because the scripture tells us, do not harden your heart when you hear the message being preached, because now is the day of salvation. So you see, there is an urgency to it. Why? Because tomorrow is promised to no one. And that's me for today. I'll be signing out. As I said before, it's just a short intro, so to speak, to break the ice, because I haven't been on in a while. But take heart, because God is with you. And if God is with you, who can be against you? People of God, children of the Most High God, as the scripture says, keep on looking up, because our redemption draw nigh. And I say, God bless you. And as always, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. And may the countenance of the Lord forever rest upon you and give you peace. And I say, shalom, shalom, shalom. And I'll try my best, as I said, to do more, at least be more regular in putting out podcasts. But if you want to interact with me, like more I wouldn't say more personal. If you want to interact with me, I have a YouTube channel, and I also have like social media, Facebook and Instagram. And I'll put the link all in the description below, so you guys can come over to my channel and, you know, get other words of encouragement, etc. And God bless you all. And I say, I'll catch you on the next one. Bye bye.